Ag markets on the plus side. This is Who's Your Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Farm Market Review. Final numbers coming up, market analysis too, and I grabbed that at the end of the session from Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. Markets on the plus side throughout the Thursday trading session. And Carl, we first turned to the soybean market, meal higher, soybean oil higher, following $6 higher crude oil. Also more flash soybean sales announcements, so beans definitely the leader.
Yeah, soy complex did lead us upwards here today. And like you said, Andrew, we started out two more flash sales on soybeans. Add them to the ones we've seen all week long. And last week, our soybean demand building quite a bit. Trade looking at the sales we've seen. Now we have to remember these will not be included in the balance sheet update we will see tomorrow. These sales before that. But it does show that we are seeing more and more new crop demand for soybeans. Our current sales pace twice last year's volume. So that is giving us some much needed support. And then, like you said, crude oil up sharply after the United States and Iran tensions escalate, more fighting. We're seeing vessels attacked in the Black Sea by Russia and Ukraine now, and that all giving crude oil a big jump for the day. It is starting to give soybeans some much needed support. And like you said, meal has been leading that complex, the spread really favoring meal over oil. Today, we're starting to see a little bit of strength in both here. Coming back to the corn, that was more of a follower today. Grains really were, but we are seeing more support there. There is some global weather concerns starting to build. Drought conditions improved in the United States slightly this week, but we're looking more at South American weather now, Andy, that the planting season is underway down there. The El Nino forecast came out today. A 90% chance that the El Nino will be intact through the winter of 2027. A 75% chance this is going to be the strongest El Nino ever seen. The combination of these two really starting to question not only South American production, but it could carry over into next year's U.S. production as well. We're seeing a little bit of weather premium added into the market because of this.
Carl, there did seem to be a shift in dynamics from Wednesday to Thursday trade with a Wednesday sell-off and pretty solid moves higher on Thursday. What was the main catalyst? Was it simply what you talked about, the war front and that strong crude oil?
Those two are very good fundamental factors that came through to offer support, Andy. Also, we do have that WASD report coming out Friday, like I said. Managed money, we saw week longs exited out on Wednesday's trade. Today, we saw the week shorts exit the market.
Carl Setzer commentary. Carl is at Consus Ag Consulting, and the number there is 989-506-1587. More numbers now. Final numbers from Thursday trade. December corn up 6 cents, 533 and 3 quarters. March also up 6, ending at 549 and a quarter. November beans a gain of 22 and 3 quarters, settling at 1332 and a quarter. Jan contract 1347 and a quarter, up 22 cents, and December wheat up 12 and a half at 741 and a quarter. Meats mostly higher. October live cattle 217.82, up $1.97. October lean hogs 83.15, up 7 cents. I'm Andy Eubank with your Thursday Farm Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's farm network for 20 years.